Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, where your questions get answered about your life, where you learn about the Akashic Records, where everything that is curious to you comes together in some form of answer. And if you're listening tonight, today being April 27th, 2008, you're listening for a reason, and your message is in this program. The Akashic Records, as you all know, or possibly you don't know, are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. They are your life path strategies of your current life. They are your key to understanding why you do what you do, who you truly are, why things in your life have happened the way they are. And some of these issues or events all of them have answers, whether or not we as humans can wrap our minds around them is another story. But the Akashic Records are here to give us information about how we can forgive ourselves and how we can understand why things happen so that we can let them go. And as you all know, the reason why we're on this planet is to give up the struggle, to learn about what it's like to be in physical body. That's one of the things that this wonderful planet provides for us. And so tonight you're going to hear your message, and so I encourage you to stay tuned, and I encourage you to call in your questions. And we have only one line for call-in, so there's three lines that come into that one line. So if for some reason you don't get on that line, the line is busy, and you have a question that you want answered, then let me give you my email address. And this email address is good for questions for tonight. It's also good at other times when you might have questions. And if you're emailing a question tonight, be sure and include your current legal name. That's your current legal name, and your question gets us to the right area of the records. So you would email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom.com. It's info@akashicwisdom.com. And you can email me there your current questions for tonight's program. Future questions, you can email me there to receive more information on the work that I do with the Akasha. You can email me to get my current schedule of classes. In fact, I'm very excited about the upcoming classes. At the end of May, I'm doing a level 1 and level 2 here in Cleveland, Ohio, and that means that people are going to learn how to access their own personal records, and other people are going to learn how to access the records of others, the land and animals. Well, level 1, you learn your own. Level 2, you learn other people, the land and animals. That's the way I teach the level 2. Level 2 is a 3-day class, and we go through some pretty in-depth stuff. So that's here in Cleveland. That's the last weekend of May. That would be May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. And the following weekend, on June 6th, I'm actually going to be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at a place called the Journeys of Life, L-I-F-E, bookstore. I'll be doing a lecture, so anybody in the Pittsburgh area that would like to come and say hello, I would love to meet you. It's going to be a two-and-a-half-hour lecture there at the bookstore. You do need reservations, and if you are curious about the telephone number or how to get a hold of the Journeys of Life bookstore, Gene Heller is the owner of that bookstore. And you can either look that up on the net or contact me. And that takes us into Pennsylvania in June, and I'll also be doing a level 1 and level 2 in Pennsylvania June 20th, 21st, and 22nd. so. And Philadelphia is coming up in July. Okay, enough of where I'm going to be. Where are you? So what is your question tonight? Where are you? You know, there was this wonderful series of photographs. I have an AOL account, and on that AOL account, they were showing the beautiful photographs of the different galaxies colliding that are like about 400 million years or light years away. And so think about that. Think about, you know, we as humans who have a space-time continuum, if you will, and we are taking photographs of something that is happening 400 million light years away. Talk about Back to the Future, huh? Isn't that amazing that we are taking pictures of something that is 400 million light years away? Who knows how many times those galaxies have collided and combined and have made new galaxies? How many times over have we created ourselves over and over again? And aren't you curious as to who's taking pictures of us? Wouldn't that be interesting? You know, we concern ourselves so deeply with this life, and we are so serious about getting it right, and we're so locked into the struggle of life on planet Earth, and then these magnificent photos show up that are 400 million light years away. And if you think about it, in 100 years, who's going to care how your life was on planet Earth? Who's going to care? You're going to care. You know why you're going to care? Because you might just still be here, or you might be here in another body. And the reason why you want to care is because the more joy you can bring to this lifetime, that means that you have access to that joy in another lifetime. And it's not to say that each lifetime is dependent on another lifetime. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm not saying that what you did in the past life is necessarily affecting this lifetime, because that's not necessarily true either. You know, each lifetime can stand on its own. But it's like the idea of making something available. The more you open up your heart, the more joy you're able to feel, and the more your joy you're able to accept and contain, the more joy is available not only for yourself but for others. Not only in this lifetime, but energetically. So, but think about that. Let's just think about the fact that we are living back to the future. I think that's a fascinating idea. You're going to have to excuse me, I've got to cough for a minute. So, let's talk about that. Let's go back to the future. So I'd like you all just to take a moment and close your eyes, and let's do a meditation, not a silent meditation. I'm going to guide you through this, and let's see where you come out, and when you're ready, you come back to the room. I'll guide you all through it, and I'd love to hear your experiences. How about that? So the Akashic Records, the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones. Now remember, I access these records through holy prayer. And I'm totally conscious. So you folks out there, you can definitely go ahead and close your eyes. I'm going to do this with my eyes open, because that's one of their guidelines with Akashic Record Consultants International. You can find that information out on www.arc-akashicrecords.org. However, so I'm going to keep my eyes open, and I'm going to allow myself to move over, and the Akashic Record Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones are going to bring forth a meditation for you. So what I would like you to do, if you're driving and you want to participate, please pull over. Do not do this while you're driving. If you're in the middle of doing something special, it's not going to take that long. Just go ahead and get comfortable and get in a nice relaxed position. Again, if you're driving, please pull over. If you're mowing your lawn there in California, it's still daylight. Don't mow your lawn while this is going on if you're going to, you know, participate. Even with your eyes open, it's really important that you're going to participate fully. So I'm going to allow you all to get comfortable. It's 11:11 right now as we begin this meditation. Take a nice deep breath. Allow all the cares of the day to move out of your body. We want you to allow yourself to become liquid light. Allow the light of the universe, the light of the Creator, the light of the divine, to not only illuminate you, but shine from you as you move into being liquid light. And this liquid light is traveling across the galaxies, across the matrix, on the grid, following its path to creation. Moving smoothly, lovingly, quickly, easily, gliding over the grid. And as it glides, as you glide over each and every grid, each and every line, you're absorbing more and more information about your life, about your past lives, about your future lives, about the time continuum, about who you were, who you are, who you will be. Just move into the grid of light. Feel that knowledge permeate your being, downloading you with experiences, downloading you with wisdom. And now you find yourself in a beautiful place, a beautiful garden or field, a beautiful beach. You can be sitting behind or up against a rock or a tree, or laying in beautiful tall grass. Allow yourself to become aware of a beautiful vision that will answer your questions, will give you insight into who you are, will show you pictures to help you understand your challenges in this lifetime. Allow the magnificent being of light to come forward and merge with you. Allow you to know that you know. And in this moment, you are now gifted with a beautiful message for yourself and others. allow that message to just come forward. It can be a knowing. It can be a picture. It can be a color. It can be a voice. But it's all you, speaking to you from your most divine creator level. Allow that information to come forward to you now. For you are a magnificent being of light who is here for a purpose. You incarnated this time to bring forth a message that message is here now. Listen, feel, know. And when you're ready, come back to the room. And we'll talk about it. You know, that was a beautiful journey that the record keepers just took us on. I would love to hear what you experienced. And I know the other listeners, all of you, would like to hear each other share about this. So if you're on your phone, give us a call. It's toll free. And if you're in the U.S., you can call 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, you call 888-815-9756. Or if you're out of the country, you can call us at 01-530-876-3222. Let me tell you, I'm going to begin talking about the message that I'm getting, that I'm receiving from the record keepers for you. This is just for you. So I want you to listen close. And for those people who want to call in, feel free to do so. Because I'll go ahead and finish the message, and then we'll talk to you. And so this message is just for you. The first thing that comes forward is that you are the star of your own movie. Only you can take action to be who you truly are. And if, in fact, you don't know who you truly are, the first step is the action of doing something that helps you feel grateful, that helps you feel good about yourself, and helps you feel confident into putting one foot in front of the other. It's not important so much what you do, as the fact that you take the action with intention. You can have all the inspiration in the world. You can have all the great ideas in the world. But unless you get up and move your butt, it's not going to happen. It's a lesson that I am constantly learning. We can all be dreamers. But the idea is to put the action behind the dream, with the dream, insert it with the dream, and as you bring it forth, you manifest the dream with the actions that you take. The message is, do something. Even if you think it has nothing to do with manifesting your dream, do some action with intention rather than reaction. I hope you understand what that means. Don't do any action because you feel like you have to. Don't do any action because you feel that you must or out of fear. All actions need to be taken. All actions need to be taken from a place of love, not fear. Not fear. What would it be like to live in a light, in a life that was fear-free? What would you do if you could walk the world without being afraid of anything? Take a moment and think about that. How would you feel? If you no longer had to be afraid, if you heard a voice within your heart and within your mind that said to you, and I'm saying it to you to really help you hear it, please listen to this. This is for you. You no longer have to be afraid. You no longer have to be afraid. You will always be loved. You no longer have to figure out how to do it right. You don't have to do it right. You just have to do it and allow it and expand it and feel it and adjust it and tweak it and be like the eagle that soars on the wind and adjusts itself from wind draft to wind draft. When one wind draft ends, another one begins, and the eagle soars from one to another, going higher and higher, or swooping down as need be. You no longer have to be afraid. So for those of you who would like to either call with questions or email questions, I encourage you to do that now. We have a question. We have a couple of questions here. One from a listener that says, what would it be like if everyone would be in a state of joy? I think that's a very interesting question. So for everyone that's listening to this program right now, live or pre-recorded or in an archive, doesn't make any difference when you listen to this program. I want you to take a moment right now. The record keepers are holding the energy for you to experience it. And just ask yourself the question, what would it be like if I were to be in a state of joy? Ooh, feel that. What would it be like? I were to be in a state of joy. Just take a moment and allow that to expand. Allow that to just be within you, to anchor into your field of light, to move into your heart, connect with your mind, so that your heart and your mind are connected in joy. Yes. Right now, that's great. Good job. Now, if you can remember to do this and to do and to actually incorporate that feeling on a regular basis, you are going to be and are a major player in affecting the consciousness of this planet and our galaxy. The more we can move into a state of joy, even for a brief moment, the more we make it possible. It's what we were talking about before. And what brings you to joy? You know, I've talked to some people and they're not sure how to get to joy. They don't know what joy is. And so the suggestion is that you begin to look at the different things in your life or the different things that is in the surrounding peripherals of your life that if you had it, you would feel joy. What would have to happen for you to feel joyous? What would have to happen for you to be in a state of joy? And if you are curious about that, or if you have that answer, well, I would need to feel, or I would need to have this happen, and you would like some information about how to get there, then give us a call. And the Record Keepers will help give you an action plan. They'll never tell you what to do, but they will give you the action steps to help you understand where you need to go. And if you need those numbers again, if you're in the U.S., you can call toll-free. You can call 888-815-9756. That's for the U.S. or Canada. Just the U.S. is 877-876-5227. Or you can call direct at 530-876-3222. This program can be even more interesting when you call with your questions or you email with your questions. Okay, here's another question we have. Thank you very much. What further can the Record Keepers explain about how do different dimensions exist as different levels of consciousness? Great question. Let me read that again. How do different dimensions exist as different levels of consciousness? Well, let me get this here. So what I'm hearing and what I'm getting is that each dimension is a different vibration. And each vibration is a different level of awareness, which is a different level of consciousness. So, for example, a person who was moving into the vibration of the 12th dimension would have an expanded consciousness for that particular dimension. And what the record keepers are showing me is that we can move forward and backward between these different dimensions. Now, interestingly enough, what they're showing me is dimensions are not vertical. They're not one on top of the other. They're side to side, so that there's a continuum of expanded thought, much like each dimension has a vortex. So the best way to explain that is that if you were on, it's like each one has its own door, and you go from one doorway to another doorway to another doorway, but you don't go in the front door. It's as if the doors, I'm trying to get this, okay, so here's the best to explain how this, with the picture they're showing me. I want you to picture books being on a bookcase. And you see the spine of the books with the titles on the spines, if you will. Now, if you were at one end of the bookcase and each book had a hole in the center of it horizontally, so if you were to go, like a bookend goes to hold it, if you were to go in to the side of the book, you go in to the side of the dimension. That's very interesting. I've never seen that quite before, but it's, what they're showing me is that each time you move into a dimension like that, your consciousness expands to be able to receive the information from that dimension. And as you move into that expanded consciousness of knowing of the various dimensions, again, when they were talking about the 12th dimension, they're also talking about the 6th dimension, the 8th dimension, your thoughts are expanded, and once your consciousness is expanded, it never contracts. Now think about that. That's very interesting. It's like once you have a knowledge, once you have a memory, once you have a knowing of something, no one can ever take that away from you. And so what happens is the same thing with the different experiences of the different dimensions. That once you have a sense of what the different dimensions feel like, or they're also using the phrase know-like, K-N-O-W, if you understand what the knowing is of the different dimensions, it never goes away. In fact, that is sometimes part of the challenge, because there are dimensional shifts that happen, especially with human beings during their dreams. And what happens is they dimensionally shift into a new level of consciousness. And when they wake up from the dream, nothing is ever the same. And they're not quite sure if the dream they woke up from was the dream or if they woke up into a dream. And so therein lies the challenge that some people have when they dimensionally shift into a new reality. And I know there's some of you out there that know exactly what I'm talking about. And there's someone out there that, and more than one, but that is feeling specifically challenged with this. And if, in fact, you are feeling specifically challenged with that, please call in. The record keepers are saying they can help you. And I have to tell you, I have no idea how they're going to help you. But help will come when you make the call. Now, should you not want to be on the air and you want to just call privately, you can certainly call me privately tomorrow or after the show. And you can call me privately at 216-691-1233. If I'm at my desk, I will pick up the phone. However, that's a 24/7 confidential answering voicemail. No one checks it but me, so if you have a question, please leave it on that voicemail along with your telephone number. Can't call you back with an answer unless I have your telephone number. So be sure to do that. So I hope that answered your questions about the dimensional shift. If not, please call or email. More questions. I can't help you if I don't know what you want to know. Now, you know, I'm sitting here and what I'm looking at is a wooden carving of the word love. And I'd just like to talk a little bit about what our conception is about love. You know, there's some people that I talk to all the time that seem to think that when you love someone, you need to be totally totally forgiving, that you would bend over backwards and do anything in the world for that person, even if it meant sacrificing yourself. Now, I've got to tell you that anytime you use the word sacrifice for love, you're setting yourself up for a victim mentality. When you believe that you have sacrificed yourself for anyone, you really need to take another look at that. Mothers do not sacrifice their happiness for their children. You get that? Mothers do not sacrifice their happiness for their children. And any mother who believes that she sacrificed her happiness for her child is living a victim's life. And if, in fact, she's living a victim's life, she either doesn't have the relationship she wants with her child, she doesn't feel, or she feels that her life's not going the way it needs to go. For whatever reason, things are against her. However, if that's your story, or if you know someone whose story is that they sacrificed their life for other people's happiness, then they need some, I'm just going to talk about you. Not your friends. You can't help your friends, but you can help you. If you feel that you've sacrificed yourself for anyone's happiness, please take another look at what the truth of that statement is. If you feel that you have given up things so that other people can be happy, and that's what you're holding, please know it's going to be very hard for you to manifest anything, because it's what happens with that is until you give up that victim mentality, you're going to be coming from a place of lack. Because when you go into victim, you cannot be fully grateful. You can think you're grateful. You can say I'm grateful. But if the underlying reason that you're grateful is because you think that unless you're grateful, you're not going to get anything, that doesn't work. Doesn't work. Grateful is grateful. You don't act grateful. You don't move into gratitude with the intention of manifesting and getting something because you're being grateful. It doesn't work that way. And so I can actually hear people say, well, then how does it work? You know, how come I don't get anything if I'm grateful? The piece is, if the gratitude comes from a pure of heart. The gratitude comes from feeling totally and completely humbled and in total and complete awe. And so the surrender of the gratitude. For no other reason but to say thank you. Thank you, Creator. Thank you, Universe. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Self. It's about saying deep thank you just because. Because you are truly grateful for what you have. As soon as you put an intention on there, as soon as you put caveat, and as soon as you put in, I can't get the word right, a string, all of a sudden, the gratefulness is not grateful anymore. Because you've got strings attached to it. You've got an agenda. Gratefulness truly only works without agenda. And it's impossible to be angry and grateful at the same time. It's impossible. You cannot be angry and totally in gratitude at the same time. They're mutually, you cannot do it. It's impossible. Why? Because true, complete gratitude is a blissful, uplifting feeling. Anger carries judgment. And as I said, have said before, as the record keepers have said before, love cannot abide where judgment lives. And so that's something you really need to look at. Not sure how we got onto this, but I hope this is helpful. Okay. Well, here's an interesting question that's come forward. How does one relate or interact with others when coming from different dimensions of consciousness? Wow. Okay. Let's hear what the Rick Keepers have to say about this. So the question is, how does one relate or interact with others when coming from different dimensions of consciousness? So I'm going to be silent for a minute and allow the information to come forward. So the first thing that I'm getting here, and they're showing me, is that when you're coming from a different dimension of consciousness and working with someone else who's in a different dimension of consciousness, sometimes it's almost impossible for them to see you or for you to see them in respect to density. And again, one isn't better than another. Different dimensions of consciousness carry different levels of frequency and vibration. it's not one's worse than the other or better than the other. Just some are more dense than others, and some are vibrating at a higher speed. So if a person or a being is vibrating at a higher speed of one level of consciousness, one dimension, and they have to move into working with someone who is at a lower speed of vibration, that being actually creates or carries a higher level of understanding and a greater peace around the situation than the individual with the slower vibration. So the higher the frequency, the greater the love. The greater the love, the more the peace. The more the peace, the more the awareness. The more the awareness, the more the acceptance of the other vibration. It's very important to understand that as you move into a higher vibration, moving in or with vibrations that are slower does not bring out judgment. Interesting. So for those folks out there that are thinking they're moving into higher vibrations and they're stuck working with people of a quote-unquote lower vibration, you really need to look at what judgment they're carrying, because the expanded version of the expanded vibration does not have judgment. The higher the vibration of the dimension, the less judgment is attracted or maintained within the field. Because the higher the frequency, you have to understand that judgment itself is a frequency. And judgment carries density. So you have density that cannot move in past the different levels of dimension. And once you have traveled within higher realms or higher dimensions, you have now fine-tuned your vibration so that when you're working with other vibrations, you are now more, it's almost like you see the bigger picture, and judgment doesn't stick or doesn't, it's not, judgment isn't able to maintain itself in a field of higher vibration. And again, that's not a hierarchy, that's not to say better than, it's just a frequency. And it's just a difference of frequency. I hope that answers your question. Great question, though. Keep them coming. So there's other folks, I'm sure, that have some questions, and if you do, or questions about these questions, that's even better. Email them to info@akashicwisdom.com. And we will do our best to answer them for you. We will do our best. All I can do is move over and allow the information to come forward. That's all I can do. So if you're curious, by the way, I'm going to go back to the Pittsburgh appearance. Pittsburgh is coming up beginning of June at the Journeys of Life bookstore. It's on June 6th. And I will be actually in Pittsburgh on the 7th and 8th doing face-to-face consultations. So if you know anyone who's in and around the Pittsburgh area that would benefit by having a face-to-face consultation with me, with their opening their Akashic records and bringing forth information from their personal records, please give me a call. I'm actually starting to schedule consultations now, and I only do about 5 a day, so there's not going to be a whole lot of room. So if that's of interest to you, call now to schedule your time. The other thing is if in fact, no matter where you live, I do telephone consultations all the time. So if this information that you've received tonight is of benefit to you, and you would like to go deeper, and you would like to experience a telephone consultation where your questions get answered about your own personal records, let me know. Give me a call at 216-691-1233, and we can set up a time for us to do a telephone consultation. And that's what I do. Definitely what I do. Yes. So I'm curious about how you plan your week. I've just come upon this, you know, that we choose the attitude we start the day with. Before some people get out of bed, they choose what kind of day they're going to have. A loving day, a generous day, a day of receiving miracles, a day of participating in miracles, a day of observing miracles, a day of understanding, a day of compassion. So I'm curious in working with you, how you would consider the different qualities you would like to welcome in to your day. So what I would recommend is that this week, when you wake up in the morning, you have a sense of what qualities you would like to encourage or welcome in for the day. Now, you could actually plan it out for the week, if you like, based on the different activities you have. So maybe if you have an important business meeting on one day, one of the qualities may be a greater knowledge and wisdom of whatever that subject or the business meeting is about. You would like the qualities of good listening or deeper wisdom or loving your competitors. Or let's say you were going to, you're an artist, and say you're wanting to go and paint, then I encourage you on the days that you're going to go and paint that you ask to be infused with the light of creativity. And you move into a space of openness. So you can plan your days and have that list ready for yourself so that in that twilight time between waking and sleeping, as you wake up right after that alarm clock has gone off, let's say, in between the snooze mode, if you will, the alarm hits, you get 5 more minutes, grab that piece of paper for that day, not for the week, just for that day, and allow yourself to just barely read what you would request the universe to infuse you with. And that's the way you start your day. And by planning how you want or what you'd like to focus on for the week doesn't mean you can't add more things. It means you're putting a specific intention out there for the universe to bring to you. So it could be generosity. It could be financial prosperity. It could be a deeper understanding. It could be an expanded consciousness. It could be opening to your own personal ability for holding space for healing. It's whatever qualities you want. The recommendation is that you take some time right now to go ahead and move into figuring out what you'd like for tomorrow morning or the week. And each day, as you wake up, you ask your Creator Source to partner with you in creating that aspect of you or expanding that aspect of you. Well, I see it's time for us to close now. So I want to say, next week, by the way, I will be in Odessa, Texas at an Akashic Record Consultants Teachers Retreat, and hopefully I'll have some of the teachers on the line with me. And so we definitely want you to call in and ask some questions of the teachers of the Akasha, other teachers and myself. I hope you have a wonderful week. May your week be infused with joy, expandedness, reverence, patience, compassion, and prosperity and abundance, excellent health, optimum health, but most of all, love. And with that, I close the records for this Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on April 27th, 2008, by thanking the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones for all their wonderful healing information, and by saying, Amen, Amen, Amen. The records of this program are now closed. If you'd all join me in saying amen. I love you all. Have a great week. See you on Sunday next week. Bye-bye.